Treasures of wisdom, 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 treasures of wisdom.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسْرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُ الْأُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي اللَّهُمَّ افْتَحْ عَلَيْنَا حِكْمَتَكَ وَانْشُرْ عَلَيْنَا رَحْمَتَكَ يَا ذَا الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ O Allah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بَلَغَ الْعُلَى بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَمَالِهِ حَسُنَتْ جَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Thumma Alhamdulillah. On this pleasant and beautiful day, myself as well as our Honorable Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Madani, we say marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to one and all. May Allah Kareem make this day Mubarak, and may Allah Azza wa Jalla make it Mubarak for us, accepting all our lawful wishes, removing our difficulties, and granting cure and shifa to those who are sick. It's a blessed and wonderful day, dear viewers, alhamdulillah. And from different parts of the world, we say, welcome to a program called Treasures of Wisdom. And because it's called Treasures of Wisdom, and therefore, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, from the book of wisdom, which is the Holy Quran, we extract lessons, alhamdulillah, from the stories of the messengers of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we elaborate further, extract lessons from them to implement in our lives. Of course, the result of which is we shall see difference in our situations. There are so many lessons that could derive from these amazing parables of the Holy Quran Pak, and they are, you know, repeatedly striking lessons. Subhanallah. If only the readers could benefit from it. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. There are numerous virtues and blessings for reciting the Holy Quran Pak, for looking at the Quran, for touching the Quran. So form the habit, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, for getting into the recitation of the Holy Quran Pak. And inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, through the blessings of the Holy Quran Pak, we will go into the translation and tafsir, which is a little commentary which the ulamas and the scholars have given us, inshallah. Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks about this amazing parable. He says, and indeed, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam is of the messengers, subhanallah. When he left towards the loaded ship, so he drew lots as to who should be thrown into the sea. He therefore became amongst those who were pushed, yani, into the sea.
Allah.
فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتُ وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ The fish then swallowed him and he was blaming himself. And had he not been of those who glorify Allah Azza wa Jal, he would have definitely remained in its belly till the day when people will be raised. Then we cast him on the shore, yani out of the whale's belly, as he was ill, and we grew a tree of gourd as a miraculous shelter above him.
Subhanallah.
وَأَرْسَلْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ مِئَةِ أَلْفٍ أَوْ يَزِيدُونَ And we sent him towards 100,000 people, rather more. Subhanallah. فَآمَنُوا فَمَتَّعْنَاهُمْ إِلَىٰ حِينَ So they believed, we henceforth gave them benefit, yani enjoyment of life for a while.
Subhanallah.
Mawlana Sahib, this is the beautiful parable discussed in the Holy Quran Pak about Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus ala Nabiyyina wa alihi salatu wassalam. And dear viewers of Madini channel, there are numerous lessons that could be derived as we go along in the program, inshallah. We have kalams as well. However, dear viewers, what's important for us to know that the city where Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam resided was a beautiful and a massive city. It was a big city of Mosul.
Right.
Furthermore, the people of the area were idol worshippers and they were indulged in unbelief and polytheism. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam commanded them to abandon idol worshipping and embrace the true faith. But these people refuted the messenger, the Rasul of Allah Kareem, and denied to embrace the true faith due to their insolence and wickedness.
Allah.
This is what people would do Mulana Sahib, even in the time of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. All the hardships that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had endured was simply because he propagated the oneness of Allah azza wa jalla. So they pelted him. He propagated Allah, the oneness of Allah azza wa jalla. So they made his life difficult in Makkatul Mukarramah. They ruined even human rights, Mulana Sahib. So much of difficulties and hardship were thrown on the Prophet of Allah azza wa jalla, and likewise, Mulana Sahib, many of the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam before the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, these were the trials and tribulations and difficulties that people had given them, like in this time of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam.
Right.
So it is stated that Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam then warned them that very soon a divine torment will strike them. And after listening to this warning, dear viewers, the people of the city consulted each another and they said, you know what, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam has never ever spoken a lie. Whenever he said anything, it came true. So in their hearts, they knew very well that, you know what, he has warned us. But they could not give up their wickedness. They could not give up sinning. Allahu Akbar. So they said, well, if he stays with us overnight, you know, then it means that there is no danger. But if Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam would leave us, it means that the divine torment of Allah will be coming towards us. Thus, at night, people saw that Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam has left the city. And indeed, in the morning, dear viewers, the sign of divine torment appeared because dark, pitch black clouds emerged from all four sides and surrounded the entire city. Darkness fell all over the entire city with smoke everywhere, Mulana Sahib. Allahu Akbar. Witnessing this, the people of Mosul, yani the city of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, they said to themselves, you know what? This torment and azab is on its way. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam had spoken the truth. Once they seen the signs of the azab of Allah azza wa jalla, now they began in search for Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. So in quest of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, they went far out. But everywhere that they searched for the great Nabi of Allah azza wa jalla, they could not find him, Mulana Sahib. However, you know, they became so terrified, started trembling out of fear. And women separated from their children, husbands from their wives, and they went into the jungles. Now, the near to going to the jungles was now to repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. With torn, tattered clothes, with the signs of, you know, remorse and regret on their faces. Now they began supplicating earnestly in the barak of Allah Azza wa Jalla, whilst weeping, crying, screaming, Allahu Akbar. And they were seeking absolution, you know, in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, crying in his barga. And they started seeking pardon for all their oppression and zulum and things that they have done in their life. And this was all done from their hearts. Honestly, because now the signs of azab is right above their heads. You know, they can see the azab would be coming any time. So it is said that all of them repented sincerely and promised Allah Azza wa Jalla that they will have firm belief in the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. So they will have belief and iman upon whatever he will say to us.
Right.
And we will now follow the true religion. You don't want to abandon all the wrong, all the evil that they had done all along. Allahu Akbar. It is said Allah Azza wa Jalla had mercy on the sincere
Allah,
people.
Allah.
Allahu Akbar. On those sincere repenting people, Allah Kareem showered mercy, and instead of, you know, allowing for that torment to descend upon them, Allah Azza wa Jalla withdrew the azab and punishment. All of a sudden, the hazy clouds and smoke all had disappeared, Mu'asab. At one moment, it was all black. And now everything had normalized as if nothing happened. So Allah Azza wa Jalla also speaks about this in the Holy Quran. And these ayat have been mentioned in Surah Yunus, subhanallah. He says,
فَلَوْلَا كَانَتْ قَرْيَةٌ آمَنَتْ فَنَفَعَهَا إِيمَانُهَا إِلَّا قَوْمَ يُونُسْ لَمَّا آمَنُوا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمْ عَذَابَ الْخِزْيِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَتَّعْنَاهُمْ إِلَىٰ حِينٍ.
So why has they not been people of a village who should have believed? So its belief would have benefited it. Allahu Akbar. Yes, the nation of Yunus alayhi salam, when they accepted faith, we removed the disgraceful punishment from them in the life of this world and let them benefit for a while.
Subhanallah.
So what this means, dear viewers of Madinah channel, subhanallah, it means that it does not benefit the people to embrace faith and iman once the divine torment of Allah Azza wa Jalla has commenced. This is the truth. At times we commit so many sins, and just before we leave the dunya, a person who is on his deathbed, and when he starts to see the signs of angels appearing to extract his soul, at that time a person recites the kalima. Just before he leaves the dunya, then that has no count.
Allah.
Therefore, it does not befit the people to embrace faith once the adab and the divine torment from Allah Azza wa Jalla has commenced. But despite the clouds of divine torment that commenced towards the people of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, the torment was still withdrawn from them, and Allah Azza wa Jalla had accepted their iman and faith.
Subhanallah.
So how merciful is Allah. Rabb Azza wa Jalla. Look at the rahmah and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now there are two narrations, Ya Mawlana Sahib, right?
Ji.
It's mentioned in the books of Ahadith Tabarani Sharif.
Ji.
That when the signs of the divine torment were on the onset of the city of Nineveh, so at that time these people ran towards a pious person of their city.
Right.
And this is what people do in difficulty. Look for some place where they could get shelter, like the masjid, you know, where the house of Allah Azza wa Jalla is. Even when floods came or when tsunamis come, usually people want to take shelter in places like that, believing that the flood wouldn't destroy the house of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Or go and attach yourself with a pious person, get his company because he's a pious person. So at that time, they did not know what to do because they let go of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. At first, when he warned them, they did not listen.
Right.
And now they advanced towards this person who advised them to recite a certain invocation. Allahu Akbar. He says, if you recite this invocation, perhaps you will see the blessings of which the adab can be, you know, removed. So what is the supplication and dua that was recited? It says, Ya Hayyu Hina La Hayya, Wa Ya Hayyu Yuhyi Al Mauta, Wa Ya Hayyu La Ilaha Illa Anta.
Subhanallah.
Kya baat? So the people supplicated, dear viewers, after reciting this invocation, and consequently, the torment was withdrawn.
Allah.
Allahu Akbar. However, it is mentioned that Hazrat Sayyidina Fuzail bin Ayaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who is a, you know, miraculous saint in Islam, who needs no introduction, he has stated that the people of Nineveh, of Mosul, the city of Mosul, approached that pious person who then given them this dua to recite. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. اللهم إن ذنوبنا قد عظمت وجلت وأنت أعظم وأجل فافعل بنا ما أنت أهله ولا تفعل بنا ما نحن أهله. So whether it is the first dua or the second dua, this is what they had recited. Allahu Akbar, and the punishment was then withdrawn. So Ulama Sahib, it is stated that when Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam warned them, they could not find Allah Azza wa Jalla forgiven them. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam came back to his city to see that everything is still normal. And he assumed that perhaps these people would blame him for speaking a lie. That you said adab would come. What had happened? His own people advised him, Ya Sayyidi, you should enter the city perhaps. And he says, if I go back, then people are going to call me a liar. So he was upset with himself.
Right.
And then he left that place and area. And then he went on his way, subhanallah, he goes to the sea, and then he sees the boat, and then he goes onto the, he embarks the boat.
Right.
And as he continues in the journey, the boat stopped working halfway into his journey. And it is said that in those days, the boat would only stop if a fugitive slave is present on the boat.
Such
a slave who has perhaps run away, So they assume that he is the one who has come as a slave and he has run away from some place. Therefore, this boat is not working anymore. So they, you know, drew lots, and his name was then taken out. And they said, you know what, your name is out here after drawing this lot. So therefore, they pushed him into the ocean. This is what the Quran says as we went through the translation already, subhanallah. So this is the summary of the discussion, Muhasab.
Right.
As he was pushed and thrown into the ocean, into the sea, Allahu Akbar, a huge fish, a whale, then swallowed Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he remained in the dark cell and belly of this fish for several days. There he began reciting ayat kareema, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimeen. Allahu Akbar. And then a time came when Allah Azza wa Jalla allowed for that fish to eject Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam on the seashore. And that's when the tree was, through the rahmat of Allah Azza wa Jalla, appeared to give him shelter, as well as for him to eat from and gain strength in his body. Because when he was ejected from the belly of the fish, Mawlana Sahib, he was weak. And some ulamas have stated that for 40 days he remained in the belly of the fish. Some scholars have mentioned more, some ulamas have mentioned 40. However, who was the savior of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam at that time? It was our Rabb Azza wa Jal, our creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should pin all our hopes in our creator Allah Azza wa Jalla, just as Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam made this dua even in the belly of the fish. He had realized that he should have not left the city and town. And because he had left on his own accord, being upset with himself, and therefore he recites this ayat kareema, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. Subhanallah. What a lesson for the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Subhanallah. So in this way, Ya Mawlana Sahib, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was then out of the belly of the fish. And then he went back into the city. And subhanallah, people seen him and they embraced faith and iman.
Allahu Akbar.
Accepting Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam to be the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they repented, and it is said, as the Quran says, 100,000 or more accepted faith and brought iman and lived a very wonderful life thereafter. Alhamdulillah. So this parable, though it's short, Mawlana Sahib, and there are just few ayat which we had recited in regards to the beautiful incident of Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Firstly, we should understand, dear viewers, from this event of Nainawa, Allahu Akbar. Though there are many morals and lessons that we derive from here, but what's very important for us to remember is when any calamity strikes any nation or any town, any city in the form of a torment, punishment, then the only remedy is to engage in supplications, in du'as, in prayers after making tawbah. Allahu Akbar. And one can then thereafter hope from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla that He will shower His blessings and the torment will be withdrawn. Many a times in this day and age as well, we see the same thing happening, Mawlana Sahib. You know, there's a little wake-up calls. We see little tsunamis coming, strong winds and blast of winds. How many houses are uprooted?
And how scared people get just by, you know, seeing that.
People get terrified, Mawlana Sahib. All these things happen daily in front of our eyes. But we don't get and receive the wake-up calls. What do you say, Mawlana
Sahib? Actually, you know, Mawlana Sahib, it's actually a sign for us. It's a sign, you know, that the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are there. It's just for us to have an insight, to look at things more deeper, you know, to ponder over it. Only when this happens, then one understands that this is the sign of Allah and it is a motivation for one to change their lives. For example, from the story of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, the people threw him into the ocean and thereafter the fish, the whale, swallowed him. Of course, I mean, a human being in the belly of a whale, of course, that is a time of difficulty. But what was his response? His response was the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, in today's time, we see people are in so many difficulties. Financial difficulties, some are in a marriage difficulty, so many different difficulties people are in. But yet, normally what happens, people tend to turn towards the materialistic things.
Right.
You know, they don't turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas these materialistic things, they are only the means. They are only the means, the sabab to make things easy. The real helper is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever anyone is faced with any form of difficulty, first act should be to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
Make his dhikr.
Beshak.
Make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And most importantly, to be patient upon the difficulty. As we have seen in the story of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, that he showed patience upon this difficulty. With patience, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Together with all of these, he made the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped him because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the real helper.
Kya baat hai Madini ke, subhanallah. But also we learn, Mawlana Sahib, that Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, being the prophet of Allah azza wa jal, right? Sent as a messenger for the guidance of these people.
Right.
But this shows us and teaches us that even if in today's day and age, if any pious person goes through any trials and tribulations, what Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam had done was perseverance, steadfastness, sabr.
This is what even the pious people need to observe. You cannot say, I'm reading all my salah. I have kept all the fasts of the month of Ramadan. I have performed so many hajj, so why me? I performed the dhikr of Allah, so why me?
Yes.
Why do I have to go through this trial and tribulation? Why I don't have a son or daughter or children, yet I do so many virtuous deeds. I have
usually
done...
Everyone thinks that.
Yes. Sometimes they say, I have taken tawizat, I have taken treatments, right. I have did so much of mannats and wishes and so much of du'as, but why me? I am doing so much of good in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is the test. Allahu Akbar. Because when these chosen people, dear viewers, observe steadfastness and do not become negligent in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla, despite being struck with troubles and calamities in the dunya, then Allah Azza wa Jalla arranges, you know, means of their salvation from the unseen that's beyond even imagination. Allahu Akbar. But on the other hand, this is what many people do not understand.
Okay.
And unfortunately, some people in a state of test, for example, some person may lose a family member and then in return say, Ya Allah, why did you take him? Why didn't you take me?
Allah.
This statement becomes kufr.
Yes.
Blasphemous statement to make. For Allah Azza wa Jalla has appointed and fixed everyone's life for a certain time and duration. So questioning the will of Allah, the mansha, what Allah Azza wa Jalla has ordained to happen will happen. However, we should understand that every person shall be tested in this dunya. Look at the sabr and the patience and perseverance and tolerance of Hazrat Ayyub ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Despite being put through so many trials and tests, his iman did not shake even for the slightest. It remained firm. People left him. Besides his wife that remained with him, everyone was gone. But Hazrat Ayyub ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam demonstrated sabr, patience. And he knew that there's a test from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Wealth is gone, no problem. No problem. He continued making the dhikr of Allah. He did not allow for the wealth to serve as a hindrance and obstacle in the dhikr of Allah.
Yes.
This is the very same command to us Muslims. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tulhikum amwalukum wala awladukum an dhikrillah. So whenever these things happen, Munawwar Sahib, that's when a person, his iman becomes kamzor and weak.
Right.
Because you start questioning, why Allah has done this to me? Why Allah has done that to me? Accept whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla has ordained to happen.
Yes.
Be happy with the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Yes.
Be satisfied with the will of Allah. Just as today we as Muslims embrace khushiyah and happiness, just as we embrace happiness, the pious servants of Allah Azza wa Jalla would embrace hardships and difficulties. Hum to marhaba marhaba kehte hain khushiyon ke. They would even welcome the difficulties coming their way.
Subhanallah.
And say it's from Allah Azza wa Jalla, because this is even our kalima. You know? Subhanallah.
Yes.
So this is very important, dear viewers. These are the lessons of the Holy Quran Pak. If we read them on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, or monthly basis, not just yearly, because our difficulties are daily in life. So recite the Quran Pak daily, subhanallah,
subhanallah,
and extract these valuable lessons so that even in the midst of your stormy situations, your difficult moments, these ayat will make your iman firm and strong, inshallah, azza wa jalla. You wouldn't fall into depression, anxiety, where your heart and your mind is all racing all the time.
Yes.
You're overthinking. It's making your body weaker. There are many Islamic sisters and brothers out there who do not sleep at night.
Allah.
The lack of sleep, lack of rest, no aram, difficulties at work, tension, stress all the time. It's either financial stress, either office problem, work, job issue, rosy issues and matters. The only thing to save us from all these difficulties is the Holy Quran Pak, the book of guidance, jihad, the book of contentment, tranquility, happiness, because in it is the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. So we have not yet wholeheartedly understood the Holy Quran Pak. We have read the Quran Pak, we have accepted it, but its translations and tafsir and commentaries are far away from our knowledge, Mawlana Sahib. We need to obtain that ilm and knowledge and read through it and even teach our children.
Yes,
and inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, if there's any calamity that may befall you today, tomorrow, whenever, may Allah save us.
Ameen.
But these stories will then make us firm to understand that even the messengers were tested. I mean, look at the blessed life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we said. Is there any other better example to give? He is our beloved Rasul and Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at all his hardships. Look at how he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observed patience and even forgiven the kuffar of Makkah al-Mukarramah. During the conquest of Makkah al-Mukarramah. Jihad, same criminals who had made his life a miserable one in Makkatul Mukarramah are the very same criminals who were forgiven after the victory of Makkatul Mukarramah.
SubhanAllah.
Just like that, dear viewers. Why? Because it is from Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's a test and trial. And this action has astounded the whole world, even today. That can someone be so generous? After being oppressed to such an extent, look at the Prophet's andaz and style. On the other hand, look at his Mubarak grandchildren, his blessed grandchildren. What sabr and patience they had demonstrated on the plains of Karbala.
Allah.
Amazing, dear viewers. Unshakable irada. And subhanAllah, niyat that Imam Hussein had despite being, you know, stopped from eating and drinking. And he was surrounded by the army of Yazid. Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu's iman was never weakened. Being the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, nowhere in any history says that he even mentioned that, Ya Allah, why me? Because I'm the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But aajkal hum is tarah ki baatein karte hain. I am from the family of so-and-so person. Mm. Oh, I have so many salahs and I don't even leave tahajjud salah. So why do I have to go through this? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. If you are doing dhikru askar, you are performing your ibadat on time, mashallah. Whatever you do, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. It does not mean that you will not go through any trials. Every person shall be tested in order to be admitted into paradise.
SubhanAllah.
This is the divine promise of Allah Azza wa Jal. Without being tested, how can we go into Jannah?
Yes.
It is through the rahmat of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is His mercy. Each person and every person shall be tested. Because Allahu Akbar, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been put through so many tests, tribulations and trials. Let's listen to a beautiful kalam, inshallah. When we do return, dear viewers, we shall continue with our discussion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
بحد الزليل خار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے بحد الزليل خار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے یا رب شرم سار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے یا رب میں شرم سار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے میں آج بے قرار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے اسی آنکھ زیر بار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے مغموم و دل فگار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے شرمندہ کردگار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے میں زار ہوں نزار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے میں زار ہوں نزار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے میں نے بھلا دیا مجھے مرنا ہے ایک دن مر کر اندھیری قبر میں جانا ہے ایک دن اعمال کا حساب بھی دینا ہے ایک دن ہاں پل صراط سے گزرنا ہے ایک دن مجرم ہوں نابکار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے مجرم ہوں نابکار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے دیکھ لے یہی دھڑکا مجھے لگا تو دیکھتا رہا مجھے احساس نہ رہا میں بد لحاظ اف صدا بے شرم بن گیا مجھے آئی نہ کچھ حیا میں وہ سیاہ کار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے میں وہ سیاہ کار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے اقرار ہے مجھے میرے مولا میں ہوں لئیم مایوس پر نہیں تیری رحمت سے اے رحیم خالی نہ بھیج در سے تیرے اے میرے کریم میرے گناہ بھی بخش تیری شان غیر عظیم میں بھی امیدوار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے میں بھی امیدوار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے بے حد ذلیل و خوار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے یا رب میں شرمسار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے
سبحان اللہ ماشاء اللہ ویلکم بیک اینڈ یو آر واچنگ دا پروگرام کالڈ ٹریجرز آف وزڈم اینڈ ٹوڈے وی ہیو ڈسکسڈ دی قرآنک پیرابل آف حضرت سیدنا یونس علی نبینا و علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام الحمد للہ رب العالمین مے اللہ کریم ایکسیپٹ اینڈ مے اللہ عز و جل گرانٹ اس دی ابیلٹی اینڈ توفیق ٹو پریکٹس اپون دی حکم اینڈ آرڈرز اینڈ کمانڈمنٹس آف دی ہولی قرآن پاک ڈیئر ویورز لو فور دا قرآن از اسینشل اٹ از امپورٹنٹ ود آؤٹ وچ a person will have no sort of guidance banana sahib alhamdulillah we as muslims should have a special connection and attachment with the kalam and with the book of allah subhanahu from this parable mohasab there were many points that derived and we discussed patience sabr perseverance we discussed how hazrat yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was then in the belly of the fish and right. the savior of yunus alayhi salam even at that time who was there to keep him alive for so many days in the belly of the fish despite the different chemicals of the stomach of the whale Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was still alive though he was weak but he was still alive and Allah azza wa jalla caused the fish to eject Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam and see how this miraculous tree was then put up for him so that he alayhi salam could take shelter underneath it and even benefit from the tree to gain strength to once again continue walking and serving the deen of Allah azza wa jalla right. so when a person obeys Allah kareem
No matter what the situation is, if you turned towards Allah Azza wa Jalla, even in such crucial and difficult situation when there is no hope for life, can there be any other hope when a whale swallows somebody?
Allah.
Can there be any hope, dear viewers? But if you pinned your hope in Allah Azza wa Jal, yes, there can even be hope then. However, a very important question shall be with relation to the ayat kareema which Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam had invoked. The people of Nineveh also read some wadaif as per the narrations Hazrat Fuzail bin Ayaz rahmatullahi ta'ala had narrated, whether it was the very first two narrations which we mentioned.
Right.
They also supplicated, Allah Azza wa Jalla accepted their tawbah, forgiven them, and Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam also supplicated, and his supplication was also accepted. So it was, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Mulana Sahib, this is of course a lesson for the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if this is recited in our difficult moments, how can this benefit us as well?
Mulana Sahib, this beautiful dua of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, which he recited, you know, when he was in the belly of the whale, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Indeed, this supplication will definitely help us no matter what difficulties we are going through in life. And the most important thing is that it is to be recited in terms of difficulties, as well as if someone is looking out for a job, or if someone is looking out for a pious spouse, etc. Whatever lawful wishes and desires they have, even under these circumstances, reciting La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin, this will also be very, very beneficial, because it will open up one's doors. You know, one's doors will get opened up.
So if a person is feeling like there's a blockage, there's some difficulty in his life, he should recite this ayat kareema.
Yes, 100%.
Any specific number?
As many times as a person wants. Yes, okay. As many times as a person
Though some
wants.
Ulamas have stated that, you know, like, for example, there are many people who would like to read it. I know in the Indo-Pak, they would recite it 124,000 times, alhamdulillah.
Oh,
and if a person could recite more than that, there's no restrictions to reciting this. Recite Durud-e-Pak before and after, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, 11 times, 1 time, 3 times, as ulamas have stated. But very, very beneficial, Mulana Sahib.
100%. Even if one is going through difficulties, by virtue and through the blessings of reciting this, those difficulties will also get removed. And we see, Masab, in today's time, right, many people, as we've mentioned earlier, go through difficulties. And what happens in the process is that they get so drowned in that difficulties that they do not see a light. They do not see a way out. Why? Because now, because of the intensity of those difficulties, they start to lose hope. And hope is actually a very important aspect of Islam. We have to have hope, because without hope, how do we go forward? As it is mentioned in the Holy Quran, do not despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the translation of the verse, that do not despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no matter our circumstances in life, we have to always have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and most importantly, supplicate, make dua, cry in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because by doing this, it will open up all of our doors. Now, our difficulties will get removed. Otherwise, if we really have to think about it, if we don't do this, how do we expect our difficulties to get removed? Do we expect our doors to open up? We all want this in life, we want that in life, we want success, we want money, we want this, we want that. How does this all happen?
The demands don't stop, Mawlana Sahib. It continues and continues and continues.
How does it all happen? It all boils down to turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making istighfar in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and never ever losing hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
No matter what the circumstances.
No matter what the circumstances may be. In this way, one will
So when you say not losing hope, Mawlana Sahib, as Muslims, many people say we have hope.
Right.
But when difficulty hits, why does one fall into depression? Why does one fall into anxiety and start questioning his taqdeer and his destiny as to, it's my luck and I'm going through this bad luck situation in my life. At that time, though he knows I'm a Muslim, I recite the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But why doesn't the thought of the hope aid a person at that moment? For some reason.
One has to actually think how their connection is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Very important.
Once the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is established, then one won't bring in the big why. You know, why me? Why am I going through this difficulty? I do so much good. But why me? So this why me will be removed when one establishes a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very important throughout every single aspect of our life. Once this is established, then whatever comes in life to us, whatever circumstances we may be in, we will always have the feeling of contentment. Yeah, we will have that feeling. We will be okay. Alhamdulillah. Every difficulty comes, alhamdulillah. Whether good, whether bad, alhamdulillah.
There will be no ifs and buts attached.
Yes, and there will be no why, okay. So to say.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. If only we could make amal upon this. Subhanallah. Inshallah. So I think a very important thing you have mentioned here is that connection with Allah Azza wa Jalla is important. And realization immediately when sins are committed.
Right.
When a sin is committed, don't wait for next Eid to make tawbah. Don't wait for the next Jummah to make tawbah. Make tawbah instantly, Manana Sahib.
Immediately.
And this is how you strengthen your connection with Allah Azza wa Jalla. Each and every person should work on his own connection with Allah Azza wa Jalla. Each person knows how connected he is and how distant he is from the mercy and from the rahmat of Allah Azza wa Jalla because of our sins. So it is his rahmah and mercy that he still sustains us despite those sins and gunas. It is his rahmah and karam and his mercy that despite us committing sins, let alone food and these blessings, Allah Azza wa Jalla did not take away the power of listening despite our sinnings from the ears. Allah. He Azza wa Jalla never take away your eyesight despite us watching and seeing haram on a daily basis. He Azza wa Jalla has not taken away the power and the speaking ability despite us using this tongue to slander people, hurt people, fight with people. It happens almost with every person. So this is the rahmat and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. How can we ever lose hope in that Rabb who has given us so much, Mulana Sahib?
Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Islam is that beautiful deen which guides a person through all these difficulties as well. Others may tell you to go and take this, you know, medicine to control your anxiety.
Right.
Islam will teach you to read the Quran. Your anxiety will come in control,
Allah,
inshallah.
Subhanallah.
Others may tell you to take these supplements and that medication and this and that in order to get rid of certain bimari and sickness.
Right.
But the solution for every sickness is in the Holy Quran part. So as you mentioned, this ayat-i kareema, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin, is for every type of problem, dear viewers. As our Honorable Maulana Sahib has stated, that it can be read and recited, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, perform wudu. If it's read in a group, it's so nice as well, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. And after reciting these ayat-i kareema for a certain amount that you can recite, thereafter supplicate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla earnestly and make dua that Allah Kareem remove our difficulties. And we should make dua for the ummah at large as well. And inshallah Azza wa Jalla, you shall see the blessings of this. May Allah Kareem grant us the ability to practice upon every verse and order and commandment in the Holy Quran. May Allah grant us true love and connection with the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla, which is Al Quran Kareem. Until next time, dear viewers, keep making dua for the ummah at large. Sallu ala al Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.